There are just over 2,200 schools in the state. Last year, 68 of them failed to meet what's called AYP, or Adequate Yearly Progress. This year, that number is down to 54. Most are in Milwaukee, the rest are in Kenosha, Madison, Racine, and in the Menominee Indian School District. Tony Evers is the state deputy superintendent of schools. He says a few on the list are new.
We're pleased that the list hasn't grown, and probably of greater importance to us is that 28 schools that were on the list last year are no longer on the list. So this is good news.
For a school to make AYP, 61% of their students had to score at least proficient in reading and 37% in math. Evers' schools are doing a better job of meeting the requirement to test 95% of their students.
A lot of districts are now, because there seems to be higher attention paid to this through the new federal law, have kind of cleaned up their test procedures and test protocol.
Still, the standards get tougher next year, and by 2014, the standards require 100% of students to meet AYP, which Evers says could put 100% of schools on the need improvement list. Meanwhile, for those 25 schools that have been on the list more than 1 year, new accountability rules apply. In fact, under No Child Left Behind, 4 Milwaukee schools must now start a restructuring process of possibly leadership or curriculum changes. That's because they've been on the failing list for 4 years. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.